Hello, it's Saturday, November the 12th. You're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Gore Grains. I'm your host this week, Jeffrey Guy, all by my lonesome this week. Day late getting this podcast done, but it's been a hectic week. Yesterday was Remembrance Day, and hope everybody took some time to be thankful for the people who've made those ultimate sacrifices for us. So let's get into the markets. It's been a negative week this week. Spot corn down an incredible $21. Next year down $10. Soybean markets down a little over $10, $12. Spring wheat down about $10. And winter wheat down about $15 for the week. A big negative week. All our markets down. So let's see what's helped to bring them down. Well, our dollar has gained in value this week versus the American dollar, and that's her basis levels. So our exchange rate is up this week almost two full 200 basis points. That's really has her basis levels. And higher Canadian dollar means lower Canadian basis, and that's helped to bring prices down. Oil prices have been down this week. So the market for the negative week, let's see, it had really, we've had a negative week and the market's looking for some reasons to go higher right now. So let's see what's happened this week. Well, we had the WASDA report on Wednesday. The USDA did increase corn and soybean yields by about 0.4 bushels per acre. They did decrease soybean production in Argentina with some of the dry weather they're having right now, but the USDA did not amend export levels for corn or soybeans, and they're both of them are really behind projections right now. What else, Mark's looking at? The weekly crop progress report. Corn harvest is over 90%. Soybean harvest almost completely done now in the U.S. This is, they're probably 2 weeks ahead of their five-year average on this. So harvest progressing well in the U.S. Really, they shouldn't have major crop yield changes going forward. They got enough harvested now to know the numbers. Weather. So weather in North America has not hindered harvest. As we're saying, harvest is well ahead of the average five-year average. The U.S. is dry. The winter wheat areas in the U.S., they remain dry. Low water levels in the Mississippi River continue to hamper crop movement. Soybeans really currently right now, but also corn and even corn going forward for exports. Even in Canada, the St. Lawrence River is low. And that's, I've been told by an exporter out of Montreal that a lot of the ships exporting soybeans right now and other cargo have to carry about 20% less product. So that is a concern that's going to hurt. Hard to put a real number value on there and how much it's hurting our market, but we know it's hurting our market. South America is dry right now. We talked earlier here already about how the USDA is decreasing some soybean production in Argentina. And they feel that the dry weather right now in South America is really affecting Argentina more than Brazil, but it definitely has the potential to affect Brazil. Remember, we've talked earlier in other weeks about expected or projected, not expected, but projected soybean production out of Brazil this year. They're looking for record numbers of over 150 million tons of soybeans. Last year, or this past year, they produced, 126 million tons of soybeans. China imports 96, 97 million tons of soybeans, usually around 30 million from the U.S. or so. Brazil keeps producing, if they produce what they're looking to produce, will China even need to look at Brazil or even need to look at the U.S. for soybeans? So let's get into what happened in China this week. Biggest news out of China after many rumors back and forth is that they are finally reducing some of their restrictions on some of their COVID restrictions on movement of people. And really, that brought our markets back some here on Friday. We still had a negative week, but they bounced back well on Friday. And that is just, that's a real plus for the markets going forward. Not a lot new in the Russia-Ukraine front. The current trade agreement, it ends on November the 19th. The market's just trading as if this agreement's going to continue, but nobody really knows right now. Russia is doing a lot of talk that their fertilizer and their exports aren't getting to the markets well enough. That's why they're being talked about that they're not going to renew this agreement. So who knows really going forward? It's a hard one. Market will be watching that, and we will for sure. On the local market, soybeans are finally, they're moving out of the down the St. Lawrence, out from the Port of Johnstown. Corn, or the soybean harvest is almost complete. Corn, some pretty strong corn yields here in Eastern Ontario this year. Corn is backing up in many elevators. This week we had to close for a day and a half to get the bagger out to get back in front. It's a great space for the new corn coming in, and we should be good going forward. So corn is, there's a lot of corn out there. The end users, you know, our ethanol plant and our starch plant, they don't have any bids out until next summer. There's lots of corn in the elevators, lots of corn on-farm storage. It's been pretty good harvest so far. You know, generally strong yields, good quality corn. But it's some basis pressure has been put on because of the oversupply here in the East. So as we go forward, what's going to drive the markets? Possibly weather in South America. Do things change in China for demand? Do they step up here and be a bigger purchaser? What happens between Russia and the Ukraine? I think those are kind of the three big things that are looking out there right now. We haven't really talked in them about the world wheat market. Not a lot of change this week in that either. So anyhow, that's really what we see going on right now. Take advantage of some of these prices. We are worried about our dollar to continue to get stronger, which will put more pressure on basis levels to decrease. So that's a big potential negative out there, has been a negative, and could happen, could keep going. So anybody has any questions, give us a call anytime. You have yourself a safe harvest week, and we'll talk again next week. Bye for now, and everybody be good. Bye-bye.